It is 9:05 and time once again for Community Focus, our public affairs program. I'm Mike Weinfurt. We're going to be talking about the upcoming June 18th runoff election today through Thursday here on Community Focus, our public affairs program. Our first guest this morning talking about the runoff is Hall County Commission Chairman Richard Higgins, who is in a runoff with David Gibbs. Again, the runoff takes place on June 18th. Early voting begins next Monday, June 10th. We encourage everyone who voted back in the last primary election to go out and vote again. If you didn't vote, you still have a chance to go out and vote again. Republicans will vote on this race on June 18th, and also that nonpartisan race for a state court judge we'll be talking about this week right here on Community Focus. Good to have Richard Higgins with us this morning. Good to be with us once again, sir.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I appreciate you very much joining us once again this morning to talk about the runoff election. This is a very important race, again, getting people out to vote on June 18th. Congratulations on making the runoff. Tell me about what you learned from the primary election.
Well, I just, I know there's a lot of people upset about the tax assessment because they came out like 3 days before the election. I think that was a big case in the causing the runoff. But before I start on that, let me give a little narrative about where I get, not me as a candidate, but Richard Higgins as a person, because I think that's really important for people to know if they're going to vote for me or not vote for me. You know, I grew up in Hall County. I've been here all my life. I met my wife, you know, at University of Georgia, got married, been married 47 years, got three grown kids. And as growing up, I grew up in Lakewood Baptist Church. And like I said, as you progress, as your journey as an adult, you know, you're asked to do a lot of different things. And I remember that at Lakewood, I taught Sunday school. I taught children's Sunday school. I taught youth Sunday school. I taught adult Sunday school. And I was a chairman. I was a deacon for over 30-something years. And when Lakewood was building their new building, I was the chairman for 2 years when they did that. So I think feel like my life has been a part of a service, service to the community, my church, and my Lord. I remember years ago, I was serving that capacity, and somebody came to me and said, well, you need to run for school board. Well, I didn't really want to run for school board, to be honest with you. And I prayed about it, and it kept coming back to me. And I thought, maybe this is what the Lord wants me to do. So, I ended up running for school board and was on there for 12 years. And I was chairman for 11 of those years. And like I said, we built 10 schools over the 12 years that we were growing so fast. And then, lo and behold, I got, for 4 years, I was just having my regular job. And the opportunity to serve as a county commission chairman presented itself. And so I felt like, I prayed about it again. And like I said, felt like this is where I could still serve my community. And like I said, so here I am. you are where you're led to. If somebody told me when I got out of college, I'd be doing what I've done. And, I tell them they were crazy because that was not my personality. And I just didn't think that would be my life. But like I said, it's just a matter. And I feel like I'm still a public servant. And that's what it's all about. Not for a title or for control or be able to do things. It's just being serving the public. And that's what's really important for your life, because you're going to be judged at the end. And you want to make sure you've done what you're supposed to do.
All right. So people ask the question, at your age, why would you want to go ahead and do this and not go ahead and retire?
Well, I sold my business 5 years ago. I had a logistics business for 35 years. And it would be easy to go ahead and retire. And like I said, but I feel like there was still some tread left on these tires. Plus, my wife said she didn't want me around the house all the time. I still feel like I'm serving the community, and that's the reason I did it. I mean, I enjoy it. We've got a great commission, set of commissioners, and we all work together, and we're all committed to make Hall County better. And like I said, it's just we're all a growing community. Hall County is one of the fastest growing counties in the state, and even though there's a lot of people say you can't, they want to stop growth. You can't stop growth. I mean, it's a matter of, it's just trying to manage it and make it still a great place to live.
We're talking with Richard Higgins, who is the Hall County Commission Chairman. He's the incumbent running in the runoff election on June 18th. And glad to have him with us this morning on Community Focus. All right, so talk about really the role of the chairman of the Hall County Commission. What's your main role?
My main role is to get everybody to work together. You know, you accomplish things as working as a team. It's not about an individual person or, you know, and, you know, just working with all the commissioners and all their, and we all work together really well, help each other in different aspects. So that's the biggest thing, is just working with the administration and working with other commissioners to go forward. Because, you know, years ago we've had some commissioners that were not, they didn't get along. And it makes a big difference when you get people to work together. You don't always agree with everything. You can always agree to disagree. It's a matter of how you conduct business. And so I feel like we've got a real good group and making good progress.
But you have a vote on the commission whenever we have the meetings.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, I vote. I also vote.
So you're looking at the different districts, that kind of thing. How involved are you in really the day-to-day work that goes on here in the county?
Well, you know, each commissioner is responsible for their district, and they're the lead person in that district. And, you know, if there's a situation that they ask for my help, you know, I'll help them any way I can, or meeting with, you know, developer or whoever they need to talk to. And so I still do that. And like I said, and we all help each other. That's what makes a big difference, is making, you know, helping each other and with different things. You know, but when we do that person, if it's a zoning or whatever, it affects that district, that commissioner for that district makes the motion to approve or deny it or whatever. So, but we all work together, and it's all about.
All right, here in the month of June, we're looking ahead to go ahead and presenting a budget for the upcoming fiscal year, right?
Correct.
All right, so where are we at right now with the budget? What can you tell our listeners about the budget here in Hall County?
Well, first of all, let me say, you know, the set tax assessments came out like a couple of weeks ago, and you got to realize that the county commission does not have anything to do with the tax assessments. That's the tax assessor's board. Now, we do appoint people on the board, and I know a lot of people are unhappy with their tax assessment, and I encourage people to, if it's coming up a tremendous amount, to appeal it, because, like I said, there's a process that you can go to appeal it, and a lot of times you can make progress in lowering it. You know, we set the millage rate, and for the last 7 years, we've rolled the millage rate all the way back. And in fact, we're going to roll it back again this year.
When you say rolling back, though, you mean going back just to the neutral millage rate. You're not cutting it. You're just keeping it where it is.
Not cutting it, but we're going to keep – I had a copy of the graph. But we're going to roll it back, and we've rolled it back for the last 7 years. So, but people got to realize that we're – almost 69% of your tax bill is your school system, mm-hmm. school tax. And so, and the school system has not rolled theirs back to neutral like we have. So they've had increases and whatever. And I'm not going to criticize them, because I'm not in their position. I've been there before.
You talk to Will Schofield about that, don't you?
I do. And like I said, but 69% of the bill is, if you look in your tax bill, it's school tax. So, but we get beat up for it because people don't, they see the tax bill come after us. But anyway, that's what we do what we got to do.
All right. Isn't there an issue, though, when it comes to the General Assembly now coming in and say we're going to, you know, hold off the property tax increase by 3% here in Hall County?
Correct. And like I said, we supported that. And that's one reason I want to say people that have need to appeal their property tax this year, especially because it brings it back. And then if you're going to go up 3% next year, that's going to keep you in a better position as far as your tax appraiser. So, and we approved it. I mean, we didn't approve it, but we I've gone blank. We were in favor of that. So,
okay.
And you know, we talked to the representatives at that time, and there's two. The thing is that there are two different bills out there. There's a local legislation for the 3%,
mm-hmm.
and there's also a state bill for 3%. And we're trying to get some clarity about finding which one is, you know, which one we have to go by. And there's one also, if I'm not mistaken, that you can opt out of it, whether the school system or the county would opt out of the 3%. I know that we would not opt out of the 3%. That's up to the school system what they're going to do. So, but, you know, that is, we're still trying to get clarity on which one, you know, which one you have to go by.
All right, we're talking with Richard Higgins, who is the Hall County Commission Chairman, who's running for re-election in his runoff campaign. And the runoff election takes place on June 18th. Again, early voting begins next Monday. And again, we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people come back out and voting on this very important election. So, got ideas about where the budget should be going here? You talk about the rolling back the rate, but how about the budget itself coming in dollars? Is it increasing that much this upcoming fiscal year?
I think
year?
Our budget will probably increase by like 5%, which is a normal year to year measure. So I feel like we're being very, very conservative. You know, we've even going back to two years ago, we did a compensation study because we wanted to make sure that we were paying our people appropriately compared to the other governments in the surrounding area. So it took us about a year and a half to get it done. And when we had that done, you know, we bumped up a lot of their pay for a lot of different positions to make it, to keep people. It's just a matter of the sheriff's department, the fire department, all the other parts of the government. And we want to pay them fairly. And we did that and implemented the compensation study, and we still didn't raise our taxes, you know. So we're being real, real conservative as far as what we're doing, because we were preparing for that, you know, a couple of years before. We knew that we were going to do that. So, you know, we're trying to be real conservative in you know, spending our public's money. But there's some things that you just don't realize that you know, that you're just like – you know, Gerald came up to us and, you know, last year and said, you know, I'm really, you know, having part time getting people on patrol because that's a much more, you know, intense part of the deputies. And he said, is there anything we can do to incentivize people to go on patrol? And so we came up with, we would give the bump. And if you're on patrol as a deputy, you would get an additional $6,000 a year, which is a good enough of a bump that would make people desire to do it. So that helped him a great deal in filling those positions.
So do you know how large the government has grown itself when it comes to the number of people working in county government since you've been chairman?
We have been up to about 1,800 employees, but I think we're down to about 1,700 now, which is still pretty big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing is just trying to keep everybody, you know, as far as I think we're in a better position with the fire department now with, you know, I've been going to, you know, we've had several recruit classes of 40 or 50 that are just graduating the last year. I go to that. It's really neat to see young men dedicating their lives for service and also paramedics. That's another, you know, we had, I think about a new school. I mean, graduated from paramedics school for and it was about I think 45, I'm not sure exactly, right around that time. And we also about paramedics during COVID, this is a couple of years ago, you know, it's just right been right around the corner, but we were having a hard time keeping paramedics because of hospital or other medical entities would hire them away. So they came to us and we thought, well, we paid them $10,000 a year more for being a paramedic, which enticing, you know, makes it better for them and helps to keep, you know, qualified people on the ambulances.
So let's talk about other things going on. We've got the budget. No, one thing you talked about last time you were with us, we were talking about the comprehensive plan. You mentioned something about a unified plan. Is that something new coming on that might replace the comprehensive plan?
Yes, we've been working on it. Well, it's supposed to have been done about a year ago, but, you know, COVID, the person that started out for us, as far as that survey, I think they left or had COVID or whatever, and so we had to start over, and we're finishing up right now. We've had multiple meetings of talking about it. It's the Unified Development Code, and it's really updating our comprehensive plan and, you know, letting people know what we need to put here and there, and, you know, and everybody's what to expect in certain areas. And so it gives us direction as far as growth in the county for the future. And I feel like that we're probably at the final stages. We've, you know, had public forums about it, and we'll probably, you know, vote on it and put it into place in probably August.
Let me ask you, from a standpoint, and I've been told all of our candidates coming here, I'm going to talk to them as a listener and also as a voter and a constituent here in the county. When I hear that term, I think about Metro Atlanta. So how does this rate with what's going on with Metro Atlanta counties compared to what we've done here in Hall County?
What
unified plan?
Well, it just gives us more structure for our county. Every county is different. And like I said, we've got, you know, we're a growing county, and a lot of people are moving from here from Atlanta, and up this way, and we're trying to control growth. But you also have a lot of, you know, raw land that, you know, people, you know, farmers or whatever want to, you know, sell and turn it into subdivision or something. So, you know, you have to remember that, you know, landowners have rights also. And so, you know, you're trying to balance between, you know, the right thing and right growth. You know, we're trying to, you know, we even have a green space committee to try to dedicate so much of our county to green space.
All right. So when it comes to development, is there going to be a plan in the future about how big a parcel of land you need to have to put a single home on that property? Are we looking at having more apartments and townhomes in the county?
Well, you're trying to, you know, put a standard for density in, like I said, and, you know, I think going forward is going to be like 2 houses per acre, you know, that's, you know, what we're shooting for. But, you know, you're trying to, you know, trying to mold our county into a good product for everybody. You know, everybody works together.
So are you in favor of high density developments?
No. I'm not. I've lived here all my life, okay? And so, I mean, I don't want to turn into Gwinnett or anything like that. And we're trying to hold the line as best we can. You got to remember sometimes if we turn something down, you know, they can take us to court and have it come back and basically do what they want, you know, if they get a court ruling in their favor. Unless you have sufficient grounds for turning something down, they can take you to court. And also the thing is, I've never understood this as long as I've been on the thing, especially when I was on the school board. You cannot, people say, well, that's just going to fill up the schools. We can't use anything as far as the density or the amount of kids would a subdivision bring to a certain school. We can't use that as a factor to agree or to approve it or anything or disapprove.
Can't you put some kind of control on a particular size of the development? I'll go back to what Mr. Lutz said when he was back on the commission over a decade ago. He said, Mike, there are still big parcels that were supposedly to be built in South Hall County that haven't been built because of the stipulation they put on that zoning back in the day. So we're still looking at, can we put some kind of control on a size of a development because of the infrastructure? Because, you know, it takes a lot when it comes to all of a sudden putting a large density piece of property, and then it's, okay, how are we going to take care of infrastructure with sewer,
right,
roads,
you
and
got
schools?
Sewer and roads and everything. Speaking of roads, I mean, that's a big thing as far as trying to get through have the roads. And Spout Springs 1, right when I came on the commission, you know, it was originally supposed to be one complete Spout Springs. And like I said, in the state cut it in half. And so, and we finished up Spout Springs 1 about a year ago. And it's really nice, but then you go to Spout Springs 2, you know, and, you know, it goes from a great four lane with a sidewalk to two lane. And so, but and I met with Russell Murray, the head of the DOT, several years ago down at the Capitol and talked to him about, you know, trying to get funding. And he told us if we go ahead and start, you know, buying the right of way, that it would be easier to get the funding for the state to construct it. We've been doing that for the last couple of years. We still haven't come up with the DOT has come up with the funding for it. But, you know, we are still working on that. The Sardis Connector, which has been in play for 10 or 15 years, Billy has said 20 years. But, you know, we just turned it over to the state. We got finished buying the right-of-way from it, and we turned it over to the state in May. And so they're letting the contract on for construction probably in the next few months.
All right, right there, though, what role does the state have in county roads? Because these are county roads you're talking about.
The state, they're our partners in building, you know.
That's what the listeners know, because they're not state number roads, they're county roads, but the state's getting involved in helping us with
that. Yeah, state's, you know, funding them. You know, we pay for the right-of-way with it, for the, like, Sardis Connector, but we turn it over to the state, and state, you know, lets it out in as far as the construction. And it'll be a four-lane from, you know, right there, Mount Vernon, all the way to the Brown House.
Go ahead and tell me, do you know anything about future plans? Because I've been told there's plans of extending the Sardis Bypass all the way over the 365 through North Hall County. You know anything about that?
I mean, it's been brought up before, but nothing concrete has been said about it or nothing, no long-range plans or something like that. We have plenty of things on our plate right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still dealing with the Inland Port. You know, the state brought the Inland Port to us, and it's great for industry, and it's good for Hall County and jobs. But we're going to spend like $15 million trying to, you know, do work on the White Sulphur, changing that road and Cagle Road and some of the intersection improvements out there to make it, you know, viable and make it work.
All right, is that improvements for the Inland Port or for the community?
No, it's for the roads around the Inland Port.
Right. All right, so and with that, last time we talked, I mentioned about, I think we was talking about from the standpoint of traffic count. We found out since that time you were going to talk with Mr. Murray about, do we know, have any idea how many trucks will be going down the roads now when this thing is built?
He stated that it wouldn't be any busier than like where 129 and 365 are.
Uh-huh.
And whether that's true or not, we have not seen that. I know that Greg Poole has done a really good job as far as that district. You know, he's even went to Chatsworth, where there's Inland Port up there that's been up in operation for several years, and it has not been a problem. He talked to people. He went around the neighborhood and McDonald's and the churches and stuff like that and asked them if it had disrupted their way of life. And he said that, you know, didn't have a problem with it. These things are electrical. The lifts are all electrical, so they don't make a lot of noise. But it will be a challenge for us to get to be able to deal with it, but it's one of those things we have to deal with.
All right, so we're talking with Richard Higgins, who's Hall County Commission Chairman, who's running for re-election in this runoff election coming up on June 18th. Early voting beginning next Monday. We've got about a minute to go. I'll let you talk to our listeners and tell them why they should be voting for you, sir.
Well, I hope I've earned your vote over the decisions I made in the past years. I'm a committed Christian. I pray about things and about my life and what I do for this county. So I was sitting out in the chair waiting to come on, and I closed my eyes and said a little prayer about things. Richard, say the right thing and do the right thing. So that's what I've got to do is, you know, I'm here to make it, you know, trying to make Hall County better. And like I said, that's what I've always try to do. So I would appreciate your consideration for and your vote. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. We've got much more for you here on 97.5 Glory FM. We got guests coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9:05 on 97.5 Glory FM.